into WABC or saying, so what the hell's going on? This is my 20th anniversary show. I'm Dan Ingram, and the honor group of the day, oh my goodness, they just walked in with would you look at that? This is an Atwater Kent radio, Super Heterodyne, and it says, presented to Dan Ingram, another day, another dollar. The music's on us, the joke's on you. WABC, a radio station on the occasion of his 520th bi-monthly paycheck. Ah, I love it. As New York's number one radio personality by the A-Team, Harry Lang, Win Lloyd, Saul Rockman, Bob Deitch, George Berger, Bill Moser, Jim McGuire, Gene Maxwell, Kiki Hooper, Frank D'Elia, George Musgrave, and Rick James. Now, isn't that nice? Thank you, gentlemen. I applaud you with one single applause. That's very nice. That is absolutely beautiful. Oh, that is that mine, or did you just rent it? And Atwater, does it work and everything?
Yeah.
If I turned it on now, could I listen to myself and go home? That is beautiful. It's one of those old, since this is radio, I'll describe it. It's one of those old-fashioned kind of pyramid-shaped radios. What do you call it?
Cathedral radio.
Cathedral-shaped, that's it. Cathedral radio. It's an Atwater Kent, and it's for real.
We got from the guy that makes the phone system.
The guy that makes the phone system. Mr. Marconi. Oh, that is absolutely wonderful. And a nice, beautifully engraved plaque. Gee, guys, that's wonderful. That means as much to me as... now, you may not know this, but I'll tell you something at home. I have I wear earphones. No, it's a single phone. It's a very old earphone. And the reason it... thank you. The reason I wear a single earphone is because when I first started in radio, there was a guy by the name of George... George Chandler, who was the chief engineer of WALK in Patchogue, Long Island. He said... he was from Maine. He said, anybody wears two earphones falls in love with their own voice. And I wear one, and I've always worn one. It's an old, cheap one, and it sounds lousy, and I like it that way. But 5 years ago, the folks around here who really count, the engineering staff, got together and got me a gold jack for my earphones. It's the only one I know of in radio, and I use that all the time, and I use it every day, and this means at least as much, if not considerably more than that. Thank you, guys. Really, that's wonderful. I'm touched. I was about to say something facetious, but I can't do that. There is one thing I wanted to play for you. There was a promo on, which is the first time I ever came across the music I now use as my closing music, and I've used since then. This was called the Gasser ID, and it ran for, I think, 14 years off and on the station, and it sounded like this.
WABC, serving New York and America with music in tempo with today. You latched on to Radio 77, WABC, the Springer in New York Town, the only station with young ideas for New York.
Yeah, that was fun to do that kind of radio. We're doing this kind of radio now, which is kind of a retrospective of what's been happening. And Rick James, who has been diligently digging up what happened in the past, is here with another five-year budget of goodies that happened. Where were we? 71, I guess?
Ready for 71. A controversy began April 20th of that year. That would continue through the decade, continues even today. The U.S. Supreme Court in 1971 ruled unanimously that the courts could order the busing of school students to achieve racial balance in schools. On the 3rd of May, the anti-Vietnam War protest would reach yet another high as thousands of anti-war militants arrived in Washington, D.C. Attempting to disrupt the business of government, they said, the Nixon administration vowed that would not happen. 12,000 arrests were made. Most of those arrested were later released. This year, 1971, was the year when 18-year-olds received the right to vote as the 26th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was implemented. At the U.N., another controversy there, Communist China was admitted as a member. On to 1972, New Yorkers began a restoration project at the South Street Seaport. In February of 1972, President Nixon made an unprecedented trip to mainland China. In another move that remains controversial to this date, the British assumed direct rule of Northern Ireland in 1972. It would be a political explosive year, as we would learn later. It was also another year for political violence as gunshots felled Alabama Governor George Wallace as he campaigned for president in Laurel, Maryland, May 15th, leaving him paralyzed for life. On June 17th of 1972, some men broke into the Democratic National Committee's Washington headquarters. It was located in a Washington building known as Watergate. In September, the tragedy of Munich terrorist killing 11 members of Israel's Olympic team. In 73, the year New York is dedicated the World Trade Center, the world's tallest buildings for just a very short while. President Richard Nixon began his second term after a huge landslide win over Senator George McGovern. The Nixon supporters had chanted four more years. That wasn't to be. By April 30th of that year, Mr. Nixon was on television accepting responsibility for the Watergate break-in, but not the blame. Gone from his administration as of that date, H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, and John Dean. On October 10th of 73, Vice President Spiro Agnew resigned because of separate allegations against him for political corruption. 10 days later, on October 20th, 1973, the Saturday Night Massacre sees the firing of Special Watergate Prosecutor Archibald Cox and the resignations of Attorney General Elliot Richardson and his deputy William Ruckelshaus. 1973 also sees Indians taking hostages at Wounded Knee, South Dakota, King Constantine expelled from Greece, a military coup in Chile that kills President Allende, and the biggest Arab-Israeli war, which begins with an attack on Israel on Yom Kippur. Later, Egypt and Israel will sign a ceasefire accord negotiated by the U.S. 74, in New York, veteran politician Abe Beame takes office as mayor of New York City. He's a Democrat. He has realized his dream of a lifetime. Not realizing, the dream will become a nightmare as the House of Cards comes tumbling down. On February 5th of the year 1974, we start talking about Patty Hearst. She's kidnapped by the Symbionese Liberation Army. The political stove is really cooking in Washington now. On July 30th, 1974, the House Judiciary Committee adopts three articles of impeachment, charging President Nixon with obstruction of justice, failure to uphold laws, and refusal to produce material subpoenaed by that committee. On August 8th, 1974, more history. President Nixon tells a nationwide TV and radio audience he'll resign at 12 noon the next day. On August 9th, Gerald Ford becomes President of the United States. Mr. Ford perhaps undoes himself politically less than a month later as he announces a full, free, and absolute pardon for Mr. Nixon.
I have Mr. Nixon's resignation on videotape at home. I play it a lot.
Mr. Nixon's resignation led to my firing from a very good job, but that's a different story.
No, tell me about it. You want to tell me about it?
Well, I think you know the story.
I do, but the people out there don't. Would you rather just
no,
let it go?
No, I don't care. I worked at a radio station in Chicago and had a semi-management job.
Yeah.
The news director happened to pick that day to be out of town. The general manager walks in and he says, now this was a rock and roll station unlike WABC. He says, you know we're in the sweeps, which means ratings.
Right.
He says, is, and I quote him, Tricky going to quit tonight? I said, yeah, I think so. He says, we don't mention it on the air here until after midnight. I don't care what you want to do. You can tape the resignation, play it back at midnight.
Because of the ratings?
Because of the ratings. He says, if those turkeys, referring to his listeners, hear the president's resigning, they'll switch over to the all-news station.
Oh, Lord, really?
I don't know. A few times in my life, I rose to a moment of principle and said I wasn't going to put out any such memo. If he wanted to put out, he could. He did. I was bumping overnight news immediately thereafter.
Oh, Lord. Well, congratulations. I respect you for that.
I made it 1975. The year begins with the conviction in Washington federal court of former Attorney General Mitchell, White House aide H.R. Haldeman, John Ehrlichman, Robert Mardian, on charges of covering up the facts of Watergate. May 15th, Cambodia seizes the American merchant ship Mayaguez. President Ford orders a military operation to recover it. The operation succeeds, but 38 U.S. servicemen die in the effort. June 5th, 1975, the Suez Canal reopened for the first time in 8 years since that Six-Day War. During the year 1975, two attempts will be made on the life of President Ford, both involving handguns, both would-be assassins female. The president escapes unharmed both times. September of this year, Patty Hearst, now a fugitive, is captured by the FBI. By late summer of 1975, the House of Cards collapses in New York City. We're on the verge of bankruptcy. I guess I have to mention March 30th. A newsman who, just a short time before, been out of work, arrives in New York.
Oh, yes.
Debuts on this station. Who knows what happened to the guy?
And he's sitting in your pants.
So that's him. You know, I still feel bad because I've got two headphones.
That's right. You're wearing two earphones. I didn't realize it.
But I do want to say
voices, though.
I do want to say something that you don't know. You're responsible.
Oh.
For my news career. And you say, how's that possible?
Well, I will say, how's that possible? Because I don't think I'm responsible for anybody. You've got the talent to do it.
Well, I thought I had the talent to be a disc jockey. Is what I've been. That's how I started in the business.
That's funny. I started doing those.
And back then, I had the silly notion: if you can't be the best, you know, might find something else to do. Unfortunately, I'd never heard the Ray Taylor tape, but
oh Lord, they played that earlier. That was awful.
I came to New York, heard Big Dan Ingram, and thought, no way, kid. Find yourself another way to do it.
Oh, come on.
That's all true.
Oh, that's funny.
That's all true.
Well, we're up to 74, and you have more goodies coming up. Is the Shadow still available? Is he on the horn? There's only one way to find out. Let's open up the Shadow and see if Joe Nolan is there with Shadow Traffic.
Hello.
Hello.
Does Howard really listen?
Does Howard listen? Right?
I mean, does he? Because if he listens, he doesn't like me.
Why?
Because I've given him abuse a lot.
Oh, that's all right. Howard, you know, let me tell you something about Howard Cosell.
Go ahead. He's
smart enough to know that whatever you say about him, you're talking about him. And he loves it.
Oh, is he?
Howard's one of the smartest men I know.
Is he really?
Yeah, he'll tell you.
Really? Good.
And even if he didn't tell you, he is smart.
Well, northbound number 7 trains are express only. Willits Point to Woodside. New York Conrail 517 Stamford canceled 183rd Street. Passengers will be 35 minutes late. The 432 will run express only to Mount Vernon West. And if you are going to be traveling out onto the Long Island Railroad, scattered 10-minute delays to say eastbound through Jamaica, and then they still have that 2, 3, 4, 5 thing out in Brooklyn because of that subway problem. So I am Joe Nolan with WABC Shadow Traffic.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it.
You're stealing the money today.
You know, I got a phone call that said, keep it short.
You got a phone call that said, keep
it short? You want me to talk.
In your case, that's no problem. Okay. Joe?
Then what did you do?
How can you be sanguine right now, right?
I know. I said such nice things about you before.
You're a good person, and I think you have a wonderful future ahead of you.
Thank you, sir.
I really mean that.
Well,
you
coming from you, there's hope.
Well,
if you say that.
there's always hope in this business. Look, I'm still here for 20 years, you know, and I've been thinking this is going down the tubes any minute for a long time.
Really?
Okay. All right?
Yes, sir.
That Shadow Traffic will catch you in the News Black, which will be coming up at its usual time with Howard Cosell and Rick James and all that. But in the meantime, we have, they have one of our little anniversary jingles here. Oh, that's wonderful. I love jingles like that. We had a jingle for Howard Cosell that we played just once on the air. It says, the gifted one Sphinx here, WABC. Hi-ho. Unfortunately, Howard was listening. he's a wonderful guy. Anyway, the record that came in 1970 as the number one tune is a tune that was rejected by three other singers before they finally took it to B.J. Thomas.
Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
Ah, that's good. That's raindrops keep falling on my head. And my mother is on the phone, who just called from Malvern, Long Island, where I grew up after we moved from Flushing to Malvern. And hello there. I'm not going to put you on the air because I don't have to pay you. But so You wanted to send a telegram, and they couldn't send it today, and you called instead. You're a good mommy. Nah, thank you. You're going to read it to me now, what you were going to send a telegram? Go ahead. Wait a second, I can't quite hear you yet. Could you say that again, please?
Love and congratulations on your 20th anniversary at WABC.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Best wishes for the next 20.
Aw.
We're prejudiced, of course, since we've loved you ever since the doctor said it's a boy.
Aw. You were worried I was going to be a girl?
No.
Well, you just gave your congratulations to me and a couple of million people on the air.
Oh, good.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. I didn't expect to get you.
I'll talk to you later on.
How wonderful.
Take care.
Oh, we love the program.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, isn't that nice? My mommy called. Now, if I could get my wife to call back because the phones are working now, I'd like to put her on the air because I know she's listening. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah, we were about to do this.
Yeah,
oh, that was spectacular. That was what you call part of a jingle. That's an edit. 18 minutes before 6 o'clock. That's the first time check I've done since 3 o'clock. I just realized. The temperature, I have no idea what temperature it is. It's cool in the studio and wherever you are. We have something called What's an Ingram? That's on this list here. We'll find out what this is.
What do you think of Dan Ingram?
He's in charge of a mess, I think. He keeps saying it's a mess. Is that the guy?
Well, I guess he's the guy who plays music.
I talk no English.
Is it an animal? I don't know.
He's a WABC guy. Dan Ingram.
What's a Dan Ingram? It's a fantastic cocktail.
An aborigine.
Sounds like a popsicle to me.
Sounds like a wristwatch.
Who is a great lover?
Folks, he's really one of the heavies.
He's a newscaster for ABC, isn't he? I think he comes on in the Lady in the Late Show.
I think he's kind of crazy.
He's kind of balding up on top.
Pat Ingram, he may be a political figure.
Some new kind of soap.
I haven't pictured as kind of a big guy.
Well, his voice sounds tall, dark, and handsome. He's probably short, dumpy, and fat.
Do you know how many years Dan's been at ABC?
30, I guess.
Happy anniversary, Dan, from WABC.
You didn't want me to put you on the air? You really don't want to be on the air? You sure about that? You really don't. Why? Why didn't you want to be on the air, darling?
Oh, darling, please.
I think you sound great on the air.
Oh, and I love you too, sweetheart.
I love you, darling. Thanks for calling.
Bye, darling.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
I'm coming home. She's gone. Okay. I think I scared her. That's my wife, Jeannie. And later on in the show, about an hour from now, I have something to play that also has her on it, which I know she'll want to listen to because it was probably the highlight of my entire career. But that's about an hour from now. In the meantime, we have something that I haven't heard in so long. I've forgotten what it is, but I do remember the title. Let's hear it.
The Al Jackson 5, Lynn Anderson, Gritty Dirtbag, Wilson Pagan, Tina Carpenter, Gordon Lightfoot, The Partridge Family, All Hit Music Radio, WABC.
It's so hard to talk that way. You know, you have to take a deep breath and put one finger in one nostril and keep putting it in and out of each nostril. One time on April Fool's Day, we had the day they fooled me by having me not on the air. About an hour later, Sammy Kaye walked in the station with a record he was plugging, and they put him on the air. And it got to be a thing. A year later, they did something else I've forgotten. But one year, I remember when... let's see, it was David Fry, and this was prior to all the Watergate stuff. And David used to do, and still does, a great imitation of then-President Nixon. And this is what happened on April Fool's Day. I believe it was 67, was it? I've forgotten. I've forgotten. 72, was it? Was it that late? 71, 70, somewhere around there, and this is what happened that
day. It's 4 minutes past two, and it's April Fool's Day in the Ingram thing, and I guess that's about it.
Abby, it won.
Here we go again.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case,
right, yeah.
Of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full.
Yeah.
I've traveled H and every highway.
What the hell is it?
But more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets?
Just go on.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course.
Yes, sir.
Each careful step along the byway.
Right.
And more, much more than this.
What?
I did it my way.
Who the hell is this?
Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew.
Yes.
But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way.
Is that enough? Thank you very much, sir. Sir.
I've loved.
Oh, for crying out.
I've laughed and cried.
Yes.
I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing.
Would you like to quit the business, sir?
To think I did all that.
Right.
And may I say, not in a shy way. Did it my way.
Is this George Williams?
For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not.
Oh.
To say the thing he truly feels.
You mean?
Not the words.
Our president?
The one who kneels. The record shows. And let me make it perfectly clear.
Right.
I did it my way.
Mr. President. Hey, Jowls, baby. I guess he got my telegram. that was David Fry imitating our beloved. It's 7 minutes past two on the Ingram.
That's what happened on the air that day. And David came in and we talked for a little while. And it was kind of fun. He's an awfully nice guy and a very talented guy. It was nice to bring that back. We've had a lot of crazy things happen on the air, but we'll be getting to more of that stuff. In the meantime, coming up next, we have the number one tune of 1971.
Or is that it? Oh, okay.
go, go.
I talked over it. I forgot to go, go, go in the end. Well, Jingle Freaks, I'm sorry. You'll have one little fluff from Ingram on top of that. They're out there recording them. It's time now to find out what's happening around the world and around the block. Check up on traffic. Rick James is here, who's doing a hell of a job today. Thank you, Rick. And we'll have the news. And then I'm going to have a record that was, let's see, which record was that? I believe it was the record from 1972. Yeah, it was a number one tune out of 1972. And after that, I'm going to play something for you that contains an obscenity. I almost got fired. I'll play that for you. That's coming up. But right now, this.